Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's 8 a.m. on a Thursday, so that means it's time to talk to our friend Dave Richard, CBS Sports fantasy football expert. Dave Richard is delivered by our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Fantasy moves? Ask Dave. For all of your other moves, let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do the heavy lifting and take it to the house. Check them out at DCMetropolitanMoving.com. Good morning, Dave. Happy week three to you.
It is a glorious week three. And, you know, it's glorious for me because I've actually managed to avoid the injury bug in large quantities on my fantasy team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not by design. There's no secret to it. I didn't draft a lot of Cooper Kupp. I loved Isaiah Pacheco. I was in a bunch of drafts that, like, with people who liked Isaiah Pacheco more.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we didn't talk much before the season, but when McCaffrey's injury originally happened, I told people to put a little star next to Jordan Mason, and that if you drafted McCaffrey, you got to get Mason on your team. And now it turns out that Jordan Mason's a stud, and he's been saving me. He's going to help me get through at least the early portion of the season. So my teams are good. My situation's glorious, but man, for everybody else that's out there, they've had a bunch of injuries. We got to get to work. We got to find people who can help them win in week number three.
Yeah, I've got Kupp and A.J. Brown on my main team. Dave, that's a dagger.
You got to grind that waiver
that's just
wire,
awful
Dave.
Luck. That's terrible luck for you. Hey,
and those are two of your first three picks, too. It's really hard to come back when you lose two of your first three picks, and you're replacing these guys with, you know, mediocrity like Tyler Lockett or Darnell Mooney or something like that. You've got to be able to squeeze out better than that on the waiver wire. But this is part of the key to winning at fantasy football is finding good players off the waiver wire. I've got some names for you.
Well, you've got to get lucky, too.
Because, give us some of the names.
Hold on. You got to get lucky, Dave. It's not just about finding guys because it's a trickle-down. Now that Tua's hurt, Tyreek Hill's numbers are going to dip.
And waddle.
Yep. So, like, I took Tyreek Hill in the first round of a Superflex league because I was waiting on the quarterbacks. And one of my quarterbacks, of course, was Tua. So Tua's out, who knows, for 2 months probably. Tyreek Hill isn't as valuable. And Waddle isn't as valuable. It's just a trickle down. So you kind of have to get lucky where you don't have severe injuries on some of your teams.
So give us some of the names, waiver wire names, that our listeners and the three of us should be looking at.
Well, the first one is going to be Quentin Johnson with the Chargers, and I wouldn't start him this week. He'd be more of a desperation flex because I believe in that Steelers defense. I think that they're very good. And this is a Chargers team that does like to run the football. But I dug deep to try and find the Chargers receiver that I like the best. I thought it would be Josh Palmer. Turns out it's Quentin Johnson. He is fast out there, and he's been running some different routes. He's not dropping the ball. He's not making mental errors. He looks pretty good. And so what I did in my leagues was drop Josh Palmer in all of them. This was my sleeper of the summer, and I picked up Quentin Johnston to replace him. So he's somebody I like a lot. I think Jalen Naylor has been making plays here and there for the Vikings. I think he's going to continue to. He just had too good of a training camp. Jordan Addison isn't 100%. I'm not sure Justin Jefferson is 100% either after the quad injury last week. Again, somebody that I wouldn't feel great starting, but Jalen Naylor is another name that fantasy managers can go stash, see what happens. We know that Deebo Samuel is out for the 49ers, so Juwan Jennings has popped up on the radar. And I know it's been fluky, but Alec Pierce has been making plays downfield for the Colts. He's not going to come off the field when Josh Downs comes back. Those are two wide receivers, Alec Pierce and Josh Downs. And honestly, I'd probably flip him and I'd put Josh Downs first. Two guys that I think can help Anthony Richardson be a little bit more efficient when he throws the football, which is a shame because Michael Pittman should be that guy, but he's just not getting the job done. But those are the names that I would look at wide receiver for now to go and grab off the waiver. Oh, let me give you one more. I'm sorry, there's one more.
All good.
Jordan Whittington with the LA Rams. This is their rookie wide receiver. We know what their rookie wide receiver did last year. Whittington is fast. He's pretty big. Still kind of learning his way, but he played in the slot last week after Cooper Kupp went down. I think that's going to be his role. I think that's a pretty good role in that offense based on what Cooper Kupp has done through the years. Whittington is someone to grab and stash for now, maybe even play in a couple of weeks.
All right, and real quick, you're going to laugh at this question, Dave, but it's just the way it is because I'm in Superflex League. Skylar Thompson or Daniel Jones?
Yeah, That's gross, man. And I know how it is.
That's what happens in a superflex. I mean, it's not like I can go pick up Baker Mayfield.
So I need to dig a little deeper into the Dolphins offense with Skylar Thompson. When I watched the Dolphins practice this year, Thompson looked okay, but it was practice, and honestly, he was working with the backups. So I don't know how much I can take with that. Daniel Jones this week, both these guys stink.
I know.
And I think Jones, just by nature of him throwing to Malik Nabers 10 times a game, is going to make him a decent option. I might flip it, though, and go with Skylar Thompson because he is throwing to Tyreek Hill, he is throwing to Jaylen Waddle, and he's throwing to Devon Achane. And those three guys are all great yak options, and those yards will count for Skylar Thompson. You know what? As I'm sitting here and saying it, I'm going to talk myself into Skylar Thompson.
Okay.
I would lean towards Skylar over Daniel Jones. I cannot trust Daniel Jones, especially in a matchup when he's going to be pressured. That wasn't an issue for him last week against the Commanders, unfortunately, and Jones was able to have a good game. This week against Cleveland, in Cleveland, he's going to get pressured a ton, and I would expect some mistakes from Daniel Jones.
Talking to Dave Richard, fantasy football guru for CBS Sports. If you have a lineup question, 800-636-1067. I just wanted to ask you about Anthony Richardson because I haven't been able to watch him play that much, just highlights. I saw that the Colts, at least by one of the metrics, have the best pass-blocking offensive line, and yet he has the lowest completion percentage. What's going on there?
He's inaccurate. That's what's going on. He's inaccurate, and he's got not only has he got the worst completion rate, literally the worst among the 32 qualifying quarterbacks in the league right now, he has the highest average depth of throw. So he's looking downfield a lot more often than other quarterbacks are. Let me just put it to you this way. His average depth of throw is 13.7 yards. The next highest is Trevor Lawrence with 11.2. The third highest is Jordan Love with 9.2. And usually if you're in the double digits, that's crazy for a quarterback. Just think over the course of a game how often a quarterback, especially in this day and age where the teams are playing two high safeties, are throwing 10-plus yards downfield. It doesn't happen as often as it would have 2, 3, 4 years ago. So he's taking shots downfield at a higher clip than almost any other quarterback in the league, and he's not connecting on them because he doesn't have a lot of accuracy on his side. And honestly, like, Pierce is making some of those catches, but Pittman isn't a downfield burner. Josh Downs could be. Adonai Mitchell's a rookie. So these are all issues that are kind of catching up with Anthony Richardson. My guess is that they need to go back to basics with him, get him throwing those shorter passes. And against the Bears this week, look, I don't think it's going to matter either way because that is a very good secondary and a defense that's very much on the rise, even though they haven't had a great offense. And the Bears' record kind of reflects that. It's their defense that carried them to a win in week one, and their defense could carry them to a win in week three as well.
Dave, we'll get to the calls in a second. I need you to rank these three tight ends: Pitts, Gesicki, Andrews.
Yeah, that's kind of gross. Andrews is going to be at the top of that list. He's going to be followed by Pitts, and then Gesicki's at the bottom. And if T. Higgins practices this week and Ja'Marr Chase is playing and it's the Commanders on deck for the Bengals, I don't know if Gesicki even catches three balls. And we know that he's prone to making mistakes out there too. So for now, he's a top 12 tight end. But by the time that practice ends, potentially today in Cincinnati, Mike Gesicki will be out of there. I would start Hunter Henry tonight over Mike Gesicki. I know you didn't ask about Hunter Henry, but I would go that route if those are my two options. I would plan on Hunter Henry over Gesicki.
I'm going to get greedy and sneak one in. Jaden Daniels or Derek Carr?
I think Carr's there. I love the offensive line. I love the new makeup of this offense in general. And Derek Carr is taking chances. He's one of these quarterbacks who's taking chances, but he's connecting on them. And his A-dot, I can look for it real quick. I'll get back to you in a little bit on it. But I think that he's not throwing quite as deep as other quarterbacks are around the league. Nope, I take it back. He's at 8.5. That's pretty high.
I'm getting selfish. I'm getting selfish too, quick. Pacheco is on IR, obviously. I got him on my team. DeAndre Swift sucks. He's not doing anything. I picked up Braylon Allen for RB2 spot. What do you think, Swift or Braylon Allen?
I think you've got to go with Swift against the Colts, who are going to be missing DeForest Buckner. And I wonder if Swift gets a little bit more work this week. Listen, they can't lean on Caleb Williams as much as they have been and expect different results at this point. So Swift is probably the guy I'd go with.
All right.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's lead off with Jacques, Pastor Jacques in Bristow on line one. What's up, Jacques? You're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, Junks. Hello. My fantasy Sherpa, Dave. How you doing, brother?
What's going on, Jacques?
Just trying to string some wins together here. Half PPR, do I roll out with Garrett Wilson tonight? He's been a little bit underwhelming, or Travis Etienne?
I think that Etienne is probably the better bet of the two. I think there's going to be a lot of running in the game tonight between the Jets and the Patriots, and not a lot of throwing.
Yuck, hate
so
to hear
that. Breece Hall have a big game. And I worry a little bit about Garrett Wilson. You know, he's at this point, I almost feel like he has to score
right
in order to be good for fantasy, and that's just not what we were expecting. But the Jets aren't throwing it like crazy, so, and I don't think they'll have to tonight.
All right, let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, what's up, Junks? Love the show, as always.
Thank you, sir.
What's up, Dave? Hey, so I got three players, PPR league, pick one. Jerome Ford, Keenan Allen, or Quentin Johnson. But also, I got a hot waiver wire tip that's coming. It's Noah Brown. He's going to be that guy for Washington. Watch. Mark my words, Dave, that's for you, buddy.
Yeah, no, I've been on top of Noah Brown for really since the Commanders picked him up. I'm just worried, how often will he get five catches?
Right.
And Jaden Daniels, listen, we talked about Anthony Richardson and how far he's throwing downfield. Jaden Daniels is at the bottom of that list. His average depth of throw is 4.7 yards. Hmm. So he's not challenging downfield nearly as much. I don't see how that's going to continue to help Noah Brown or Terry McLaurin. The first name on your list, I can't remember the guys you gave me because I got so swept up in Noah Brown. But the first guy that you gave me is the one that I was going with, Keenan Allen. I'm
Ford.
Not sure if he's going to play.
Yeah,
Jerome Ford. Yeah, Jerome, listen, I love Quentin Johnson. I'm glad you've got him on your team. I'm starting Jerome Ford against the Giants.
All right, let's go to Rich in Olney. Rich, you're on with Dave Richard from CBS Sports.
Good morning, boys. How you doing
Hello.
Today?
What's up?
I got a bench one, Jameson Williams, Malik Nabers, or Smith and Jigba.
Well, you're not benching Neighbors.
He's the one to bench. He's got to be the one who sits down. He had an awesome week last week. I think part of it had to do with a lack of efficiency in the run game for Seattle. And so he made up for that. I think Seattle will be able to run a little bit better this week against the Dolphins. They just have been terrible against the run. Honestly, they were terrible against the run in training camp. So I think that's probably the direction to go in, is sitting JSN.
Let's go to Adam in Burke. Adam, you're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, Junks. Good morning, Dave. Hello. How are y'all doing?
Good.
0.5. I need 2 of 4 for my flex. Eckler, Tyler Johnson, Pickens, or Hubbard. 2 of those 4.
It's definitely going to be Pickens. He should have had a monster game last week. He had a touchdown called back. He had a big catch called back. I can't imagine that he's going to have a bad game again. Are we ready to trust Carolina Panthers players? I kind of think that we are. I would go with Chuba Hubbard. Now that Dalton's under center, I think that offense will be at least like decent with Andy Dalton. Because with Bryce Young, he was just making so many mistakes. He was scared in the pocket, throwing short, leaving the pocket too soon. He didn't look comfortable whatsoever. Dalton will look better there. And I think Chuba Hubbard's their best running back. I would take the chance on Chuba over Eckler.
Is there anybody worth taking for the Chiefs running game?
I've been stashing Kareem Hunt, because I think that he's got a connection with Andy Reid, obviously, but he's also tight with Patrick Mahomes. And I wonder if he's just the better all-around back for them. The two roles that you have to be good at if you're going to be a running back in Kansas City, you've got to be able to pass block for Patrick Mahomes, because duh, and you've got to be good from short yardage. And last year, he was good from short yardage for Cleveland. He played hurt otherwise. He had a sports hernia, and that's why his efficiency was way down. But he can also pass protect. And I don't know if Samaje Perine's got it anymore. Carson Steele is fun. I know people are excited about him, and he could end up being the guy. But the only thing that he's been good at so far, and he's only played sparingly, but the only thing he's been good at is just being a hammer, or like running straight ahead and getting yards after contact. But he's got a fumble history going back to his days in college. I don't know how versatile he is. I don't think he's very fast. I kind of think Kareem Hunt will emerge as that guy.
Okay.
Well, look at the clock. It's speed round time. No stammering, stuttering, small talk, or shaky voice. No dumb questions. No Bluetooth. No speakerphones. And don't disrespect Dave's advice. We lead off with Josh in Ashburn.
Hey, Josh.
Josh.
Superflex, Bo Nix, or the Red Rocket?
It's Dalton for sure. Red Rifle. Red Rifle, not Red Rocket.
David and Sterling.
Full PPR, need two. Tyreek Hill, Chris Godwin, Malik Nabers, Rashid Shaheed.
Sillies.
Yeah, it's not that bad with Tyreek Hill. I'd go with him and Godwin.
Sam in Gainesville.
Morning, gentlemen.
I mean,
No pleasantries.
Yeah, greetings. I mean, those are done. Sean in Great Falls.
Pat Mahomes, Jaden Daniels.
Mahomes.
Matt in Rockville.
Standard fantasy, Hurts, Prescott, or Carr?
It's Hurts.
Let's go to Ray Z in Springfield.
I got Cincinnati.
What happened?
What'd he do wrong? He
said, I got.
That was a makeup. Drab was on my case for that guy's slow delivery.
I got is considered small talk.
I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go to Chris.
But Valdez just looks forward to that.
Chris in Richmond.
Flex, Keenan Allen, Kenneth Walker, Jordan Addison.
I don't know if any of those guys are going to play. Addison's probably best. You need to go to your waiver wire. Be ready to go to your waiver wire.
Let's go to Bone.
PPR, Xavier Worthy, or Tank Dell?
I'm going to go with Worthy over Dell.
Let's go to Kenny. Uncle Kenny.
PPR, Flex, Pollard, or Pickens?
I will take Pickens.
There it is. That is the speed round. That is Dave Richard from CBSSports.com. Best of luck in your 220 fantasy leagues, Dave.
It's only 185, and thank you very much.
Of course, that is Dave Richards, CBS Sports Fantasy Football Expert. He's delivered by our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Fantasy moves, ask Dave. For all of your other moves, let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do the heavy lifting and take it to the house. You can check them out at DCMetropolitanMoving.com. We'll be right back.
Such a great intro.
Very good. This portion of the junk's brought to you by Offenbachers. Visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, which are going to come in handy this time of year, pool tables, and outdoor furniture, too.
You know how I say 85% of the world is stupid?
Yes, I mean, correct.
It might be higher.
Right.
I don't know if you saw the footage of this, but and this has happened all over the country, and it happens all the time, but the dum-dums who drove the pickup truck into the Giant Foods in Germantown last night, might have been two nights ago.
Okay.
4 a.m.
Right.
Drove it into, you know, basically right where the cash registers are because they were trying to steal the ATM machine.
Right. I mean, that is a ballsy move.
I say try.
Yeah.
They couldn't lift the ATM machine to put it in the back of the pickup truck.
You should have had Valdez. Would have helped them hoist that thing up into the bed.
Down?
No, it wasn't bolted down. It's just too heavy, I guess, for them.
Those blickies are heavy.
Bunch of wimpy.
So, and there was three guys, and they couldn't get it in.
Yeah.
Did they have masks?
Of course they had masks. These dum-dums, these idiots. So then they just drove out of the Giant, ditched the pickup truck in the parking lot, and ran away.
Moron! Loser! You are super felted and desperate if you're going to crash your Ford F-150 through the front of a grocery store in the hopes of stealing the ATM machine.
Well, it had to have been a stolen
of course it was.
Pickup truck.
There's no way they're just going to
ditch it. Even then, it's just an act of desperation.
Yeah, but they're stupid people.
I mean, they're stupid, but I mean, how much cash is in a standard ATM machine?
Thousands.
How big of a take is that?
Probably thousands. Gotta,
I don't know.
Thousands.
Five or ten grand?
Probably.
I'd say more than that.
That's a great question. Think so.
If you have an ATM in a grocery store, if I go to an ATM, I'm never taking less than $100.
Yeah.
So think of how many times people are going there for $100.
I'm going to guess they replenish it on the daily because they don't want jerks smashing it and grabbing it.
I'm going to guess at least 10,000.
This is just from Bob Goo.
Okay. I'd say 10K to 15K is probably the range.
Okay. What does it say?
I can't see that, actually.
Yeah, what does it say?
Now, Bob Goo, also known as Google,
AKA Google
says ATMs typically hold between $20,000 and $50,000.
Wow. Okay. So that
I mean, think about it,
Cakes. It's a big score.
If I go there and I'm getting $200, an average transaction at 8 a.m. at a grocery store, if you only had your $5,000 paltry you would have put in, you're running out of that. You know,
$5,000.
20 to 25 transactions.
Well, I don't want my money stolen, so I'm going to have it replenished maybe twice a day. I'm going to have the guys in the Brinks truck or whatever pull up and replenish it, and I'm not going to have 50K in there to get stolen.
Well, Brinks isn't going to be sized by you, the store manager, who want them coming back and forth.
Probably not. You have to pay extra for that.
Well, whatever. They didn't get away with 20 to 50,000 because those dum-dums couldn't lift it.
Mm.
But man, how stupid are you?
That is a crazy story.
You're just driving into this giant, mm-hmm. and you're not going to get the. What percentage of people actually succeed and get the ATM machine open and get the money out?
I'm guessing they haven't done their research as to see how many people are successful doing that, but they think they can be successful.
They think they can pull it off.
I mean, you got to just Google it. It's just unbelievable, this video.
Dumb criminals.
Yep, they are dumb criminals.
All right, Drabby wanted to give us a story coming out of the Oklahoma State Fair, I believe. I love fairs. I'm white trash from PG County. Love going to the fair. Love all the bad food.
Really?
I like going to see the animals. Kind of cool. I don't like the rides. The rides, I'll never get on the rides ever again.
I don't mind the rides.
Yeah.
I go to the Montgomery County State Fair. Sure. I've been probably...
It's the Montgomery County Fair. It's not the State Fair.
Okay, Montgomery County Fair.
Yeah, the State Fair, I believe, is in Timonium.
All right, I've only been to the Montgomery County Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's because it's always in August. It's always so hot.
Yeah, it's brutal. It's
and
hot.
And it's super crowded.
Yeah.
The rides are fun when you go on them, but you have to get stupid tickets. I know they've changed it now.
The rides are no longer fun. I had an epiphany when I was on the swing there about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I said... This thing's so rickety. Nobody's inspected this. This ride was in probably Topeka, Kansas last week. And now it's all of a sudden in Montgomery County and I'm sitting in it. No, thank you. I'm just not doing it anymore. I'll watch other people go on the rides. Won't go on them. Can't do it.
All right, so what's going on with the Oklahoma State Fair?
Oklahoma State Fair. Maybe we'll just call this big deal, little deal, Cakes.
Okay.
You guys let us know if this is a problem.
All right.
All right. So there is a contest that I believe just finished at the Oklahoma State Fair that was popular in the 90s, and they brought it back that apparently everybody was really excited about.
Okay.
It's called the Stinkin' Sentra Contest. This is just a classic radio bit.
It is, yes.
But apparently the fairs are doing it too.
Okay.
They are giving away a 2024 brand new Nissan Sentra. To four strangers, and they are participating in a contest that started last week. Who can last the longest in the car?
Okay.
So picture this. You have your tiny Sentra.
Yeah.
You have four strangers sitting in the driver's seat, passenger seat, and two in the back.
Okay.
Whoever stays in there the longest takes home the brand new car at the end of 10 days. Or whoever lasts the longest. The contest lasts 10 days. If there's multiple people, they have some, I don't know, sudden death thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Apparently, Drab said they have like a 15-minute break, bathroom break or whatever.
Every three hours.
Cakes and I have witnessed this because we used to go to the DC car show.
Yeah.
And it was the bit where you had to have your hands on the car.
Right. They weren't in the car. They were just, they had to have part of their body touching the car on the outside. Now, being on the inside of the car is a different animal because
it's called the Stinkin' Sentra Contest because they bring you food, three meals a day.
Right.
You have to leave all the trash from the food you eat in the car.
Oh,
trash is piling up from four strangers in the car.
Now that's a good thing.
It says right there, if you eat half a corn dog, you just throw the corn dog on the ground and
And you know, like,
and you're not showering or anything.
If you have leftover food, that's gonna draw. You're gonna have your windows down. That's gonna draw flies and insects and skeeters. Oh, it's gonna be gross.
All right, so they had a winner, but we got some audio. There's massive controversy in this contest, and you guys let us know. Big deal, little deal.
Okay.
Here's Chris. I believe
for y'all that don't know what happened. So yesterday during our break, I think it was at the 5 o'clock break, my literal piece of competitor went out to the porta potty, scooped a cup of out of the porta potty, and then brought it back into the car. I got in the car. I could immediately smell it. I knew exactly what it was. My wife was watching on the live stream. I told her, hey, it smells like porta potty in here. She said, yeah, I saw him shove something up in the back windowsill. So I text the vent source people that are in charge of this competition, mind you. Told them what was going on. They asked the dude if he brought it in. He tried to deny it. Eventually, they made us get out of the car. They found it. They made some calls. I don't know who they were calling, you know, McDonald's or something. Obviously, nobody with any intelligence. They decided that Yes, that was against the rules, but it's not a disqualifier. They're just going to remove the human feces that he scooped out, and the competition would continue. I said I have more self-respect for myself. And no, I'm not going to continue. That is against the rules. You're not allowed to yourself in the car. What's the difference of scooping it out of the potty? And you're also not allowed to bring anything in or out of the car. Well, if you go into the porta potty and you scoop and you bring it in, you just broke the rules. Not only by bringing something into the car, but dude, you brought human in the car. Like, come on.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Huge deal. Massive deal. Yeah. Like, the guy should have immediately been DQ'd
I can't believe he wasn't DQ'd.
It had to have been. If the rule is you can't bring anything into the car,
right,
and he brings a red Solo cup filled with duty from the porta potty, I'm sorry, you're Dan Quinn. You're DQ'd.
And who,
bye.
And that was
out of the contest.
That was the guy who ended up winning? The guy
That's the guy who quit.
No,
the guy who brought the feces in the car. Did he win?
It says Brian Richmond of Checkata, Oklahoma.
Checkata.
Maybe it's Arkansas. Won the contest. And right, I'm pretty sure that's the guy who brought it in.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. He should have been eliminated instantly.
Should have been shown the door.
And the second place guy, this guy, should have won.
He should have been shown.
How gross it is to actually, even if he put in a cup and didn't put his hand in, to put your arm down a porta potty.
It's just
to
hideous.
Scoop up something.
How desperate they are.
It may have been his own. Yeah, he may have.
It could have been. But like, even walking,
that's still gross.
Even walking, like I took a walk in a local park yesterday or the night before, and my wife and I walked within 15 or 20 feet of the porta potty, and you could smell it from there. Let alone like going into it, scooping out some of the material and bringing it back into an enclosed vehicle.
You ain't cheating. You ain't trying.
Hey, wow, this is dastardly.
Hey, if this is if the powers at B deemed him eligible, then he should be able to win, right? This is a problem with the powers at B, not the guy that did it.
That's correct.
Well, it's also it just shows that the decay of our society that the people are going to go to those lengths to win a stupid Nissan Sentra at the state fair. Like, what are we doing?
I have some pungent farts sometimes. I would use that to my advantage.
that's within the rules. But it sounds like what he did was clearly outside of the rules, and nobody had enough spine to eliminate the guy.
First off,
what do they care? Just get him out of the contest.
How down bad you got to be to sit in a car for 10 days?
You got to be
for a nubs,
a massive Sentra loser.
I mean, how much is that car worth? Like 20? I mean, 20 grand.
20K. Yeah, question. Maybe.
Cakes and I watch these people year after year at the car show with their hands on the vehicle, and I can't remember what cars they were. They weren't necessarily some sort of luxury
car. $25,000 car, $30,000 car, something.
I mean,
in that
they
range.
Would fall asleep.
Yeah.
With their head on the freaking door.
And the worst part is...
And their hands.
They would make it all the way to the end, and then they're just pulling names out of a hat.
Yeah, because every time, every year, there were probably seven people who were still there at the end.
Here's the other thing. Yesterday, my buddy lives in Oklahoma. He sent me a picture of his temperature in his car.
Okay.
It was 100 degrees yesterday at 525. And these donkeys are sitting in their car for how many days?
What is your buddy doing living in Oklahoma?
He's from Oklahoma.
Okay. He knows he can leave, right?
Well, he lived in Virginia, moved to Oklahoma because his parents weren't doing well.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
But it's been hot as balls out there.
Could you imagine just like you order like a slice of pizza and you don't finish it? And right. you have to toss it
in the backseat.
Throw it on the floorboard and the smell. And the guy brings a red Solo cup of duty, sticks it on the windowsill.
It's not like they were eating well in that car either. They were bringing them fair food.
Yeah, like fried Oreos.
Yeah. It said turkey legs, corn dogs, fried Oreos. Just garbage.
That just sounds like hell.
Just a bunch of wrappers piling up.
Yeah.
Looks like AWOD's car.
Yeah. Just so bad.
I was in his car one time. And you couldn't see the floor. Just stuff all over the passenger seat.
That dude should be banned from the Oklahoma Fair for the rest of his life. Shouldn't be allowed back in. He's a menace to society, that guy.
But turns out he's a winner.
I mean,
he's got a new car.
I mean, the bar for winners has been set very low.
How much would it take you to put your arm in a porta potty? Okay. No gloves.
Okay.
and you just got to scoop something out with your hands.
Oh, with my hands? I can't with do it with hands. The cups?
Hey, no, here. If no you dropped your, phone in the porta potty. Now it's like it's sitting on top.
Well, I mean.
You can see it.
I mean, I definitely reached down in there for it.
I probably would.
And then
that's how desperate you are.
I think I take a loss on the phone.
I just wash my hands vigorously.
My daughter's friend did that. She goes to JMU. She had
so
to.
Gross.
She dropped it in there, and she said, "My phone's more important.
I need TikTok.
I need TikTok.
Yeah,
I need IG." So put her hand in the porta potty, grabbed it out. Gross.
To me, that's like ripping cotton balls to you. That was disgusting. You're more disgusted by cotton balls than a porta potty?
Way more. It's just a personal thing. Jason and I share the phobia.
Yeah, we do.
It's just something that triggers us.
Anyway, big deal. That guy should have been eliminated.
Huge deal. Should definitely have been eliminated.
Nice job, Oklahoma State Fair. Good job.
No chance he should have won that car. All right, when we come back, a big media member, pretty high-profile guy, giving props to the Washington Commanders. We'll tell you who it is next. So yesterday on ESPN's First Take, a Washington franchise got a mention, and not in a positive manner. Here's Mad Dog Russo on ESPN's First Take yesterday.
Mr. Saturday, I didn't even put the Colts in there, and I considered it. All right, number five, this is the Jaguars. I'm going to say they have two home fields, one in London that nobody cares about. I lived in Jacksonville. I started my career in Jacksonville. They care about the Florida State and Florida and Georgia in college football. It's a North Florida city with a South Georgia personality. The stadium's a mess. They never win. They're the smallest market. When's the last time you see Jacksonville? I know they're on Monday night, and we're going to make a big deal because it's a get with us, Buffalo. But still, the Jacksonville, nobody thinks the Jacksonville Jaguars are some big NFL franchise. I mean, I don't know why they expanded it to begin with, and I live there, so I know.
So Mad Dog, he's ranking the five worst franchises in sports, according to him.
Right.
So that's what he's doing here.
And number five. Number four, this is a no-brainer to me. I'm going to put the Wizards at number four in the NBA. This is a disaster. They never win. They won a title. I understand that. They beat the Sonics when I was a senior in high school. Big deal. Maybe a junior. Big deal. The Bradley Beal, they never know what they're doing from a franchise perspective. They wanted to go to Alexandria, Virginia. That didn't work out. They're a play-in team. They changed their name. They're in Baltimore. They once called the Capitol Bullets. This is a disastrous franchise in sports. They are number four.
He has a lot of details kind of wrong.
Yeah, he's rehashing.
Bradley Beal hasn't been on the team for a while, but
right. But
he's not wrong.
I mean, he's going back to when they were in Baltimore. I mean, that was like in the late 60s, early 70s.
Okay, but is he wrong? His premise of being a bottom feeder franchise.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong on that. But he gives no mention of the fact that he doesn't give them any credit for ripping it down and trying to rebuild it. And I understand.
Well, he's doing a national radio show. They're not going to be sophisticated enough to know, hey, they're in a rebuild.
I just don't want my.
You're just taking it personal.
I just don't want my Hoops team to be amongst the five worst franchises in sports. It's kind of embarrassing.
Are the Wizards the worst organization in the NBA? Top to bottom, over time, last, I don't know, 30 years?
I'd have to go back and look at
the numbers. They're the worst.
I mean, jumping out of my head.
I think they're taking steps to rectify that. But they have been amongst the worst for about 30 years.
I think there are a handful of teams that have suffered similar plights.
Yeah.
I mean, Charlotte has been a bottom feeder for the most part.
Yeah.
That never make a run, that never make it. Because the Wizards have had teams, Wall, Beal, Otto Porter, that made the playoffs, but they never crossed the threshold of making it past the second round.
Right.
And there are teams like Charlotte that continually lose, that are always in the lottery, that every once in a while they'll have a flicker of hope and make the playoffs, but they never go on a run.
You'd have to go back and look at every team, but I'm just kind of looking at the Wizards / Bullets since early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So since 1989. Okay.
Late 80s.
Now,
yep.
Obviously in the 80s, the early to mid to late 80s, this team was much better than it was after that. But since 1989, the Wizards, the Bullets / Wizards, have been to the playoffs 10 times.
Yeah, that's
essentially
not great.
So, if, you know, call it 35 years-ish. They've been to the playoffs 10 times in 35 years.
But they do actually have And I just looked it up. The worst winning percentage in the last 30 years. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's not wrong, yeah.
The Grizzlies are right there.
Yeah.
But the Wizards in the last 30 years have only won 42% of their games.
That's pretty abysmal.
You know what? Part of my criteria, if you've won a championship and other organizations have not,
yep.
You're behind them.
You know what? I like
you
that.
You have banner scoreboard.
I like that.
You have even banner though, scoreboard over the banner Clippers.
It's from the 70s. It's still a banner that hangs in Capital One
banner.
Arena.
Still a banner.
And there's several other teams in the league
that don't have banners.
That don't have one.
Well, including like some that, of these teams.
You like my criteria?
I like you sticking up for them, yes.
That's so dumb. That was 50 years ago.
Understood.
So if they lost every game the last 50 years, you would
banner.
Say
banner. Look, I'd point to the Raptors. Scoreboard. This is what I would do. This is what I would do. I'd point to that banner dusty scoreboard. That dusty banner that used to be white. Now it's cream colored.
Yeah.
I'd say, stick that up where the sun don't shine.
So you're in agreeance with EB. That's the they're the Bucks mentality.
No.
Yes,
it's not the they're the blanks.
Hey, Valdez, banners fly forever.
Well, no, because EB was pointing to trophies, the Lombardi trophies, and he forgot that Tampa had them.
Yeah.
A week ago, Valdez was agreeing with a caller who said that the Scab Super Bowl didn't count and that the Commanders are an awful organization.
Hey,
what is
stop,
he's all over the place.
Stop with that. I like the way he's, I like his vibe right now. He's defending the Wiz.
Hey, can we hear who he picked for 3, 2, and 1?
It's like 8 minutes long.
Oh, okay. All right, what were the teams?
The Panthers.
Okay. White Sox and Marlins.
Okay.
But the White Sox have won it all.
I know. That's why I have issue with his list.
Yep.
So have the Marlins.
The Marlins did too. 97?
But the White Sox lost again last night in extra innings, I believe. And they're on pace for 124 losses kicks.
That is a shockingly high number.
All right, but the Suns, the Jazz, the Pacers, none of those teams those teams haven't won a championship.
Yep.
I know.
They should all be there before the Wiz.
They're
Wiz.
But they're better. They're of course times. They are.
I mean, it's just saying the Wizards are better than the Suns. I mean, come on.
Well, it's, in recent years.
Hey, the Suns were dumb enough to take on the Bradley Beal poisonous contract. They might be stupid.
What about the Magic? Magic, Nubs.
Generally agree.
And by the way, Mad Dog used the market strength as his Jacksonville Jaguars rationale.
Right.
What's Orlando's market compared to DC?
Much lower.
Hyping up our market size.
That was part of Mad Dog's criteria.
You have a bad case of bullets fever.
I wouldn't have thought they had the worst winning percentage in the last 30 years. Because they have had.
Double check Charlotte. They're god awful.
Yeah. Charlotte.
So yeah, run your numbers again. Yeah.
Charlotte is 44.7%.
And where are the Wiz?
41.7%.
Man, we got some making up to do. Some ground numbers.
It's a big sample size. 2,392 games for the Wizards.
It's a lot of games.
And the Hornets have basically been around the whole time, too. 2,221 games.
Just like I'll fly that banner forever. The 1953 national title for the Maryland Terps.
Always.
Always.
Right there on the
college football national champions.
Right there on the Gossett House, Valdez. Yeah. Keep it there forever. Along with the ACC championships.
I don't care. I don't care if the Ford Pass wasn't invented
then. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's a dub.
Charlotte's only been in the playoffs about the same amount of years as the Wizards since in 1989.
Right, but they have a better winning percentage is the point. The Grizzlies have the second worst winning percentage in the last 30 years. And they don't have a banner. So maybe they should be worse, except they have Ja Morant. They've got some hope. That's probably the perception.
Hey, we've got Sar and Koulibaly. We're starting to building the blocks.
Hope so.
Building the foundation.
Ooh, you have hope.
Yeah. Ooh, Ja Morant. Ooh.
Yeah. Can't stop riding around with guns. Ooh, hope.
So, Drabby, when I looked at the outline and you said for 840, massive Washington respect
I
for
meant
Mad
Dog. I thought you were being facetious.
I thought Mad Dog was talking about Jaden Daniels.
I completely butchered the tease too. I was talking about the Commanders. I had no idea.
Yeah, I thought Mad Dog was hyping up Jaden Daniels, great draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, of course,
it's called a slight miscommunication.
He was
killing
Washington.
It's all
Aldi, who came on the show earlier, was hyping up Jaden Daniels on Twitter.
Yes, he was.
I saw Daniel Jeremiah, former NFL scout. Mm-hmm. He's either with ESPN or NFL Network. I forget which one. But he was very complimentary about Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some. But that wasn't in this case.
No.
In this case, it was just to hear Mad Dog scream about the Wizards.
So I just want to clarify with Valdez, who couldn't recognize a 2-3 zone if it sat on his face.
That hey, that's Phoenix, a high school player that played against Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I played more high school high-level ball than you.
Can you hear me, Mad Dog?
I don't know if that's true, but you have to check your high school. The Phoenix Suns, who have been to 9 Western Conference championship or finals since the Wizards have been, are a better or worse organization than the dumb Wizards. They've been to 9
because of the dusty banner.
How many championship banners do they have, Drop?
Well, they have a lot of Western Conference ones.
How many NBA champion, world championship banners do they have?
Did you hear that? Mad Dog's like 80 years old. He said I was a junior in high school when they went.
Well, he's going to be dead and buried before the Suns ever win a world title.
Well, his
maybe
grandchildren will be dead and buried before the Wizards win one.
Yeah.
Let's hope that's not the case.
Let's hope Will Dawkins really like gets Will. It together.
Love Will.
They got a hit on
great dude.
You know, Cooper Flag.
That's what they need to do. Cooper Flag sweepstakes.
Yeah, but what happens there is
flop for flag. What did we come up with? Wasn't flop for flag?
Scoop the coop.
We stole poop for coop.
We stole that
from House, right? Okay. Yeah. He came up with it, and then we ran with it and acted like it was our own, but we stole it from him.
Gag for flag?
I mean, that could be a good one. We got a lot of potential out there.
Well, whatever happens, it's Mad Dog ain't that far off.
Cakes, though, this
Cakes,
year.
Cakes, I'm sorry. I know you take it personal. He ain't that far off.
Cakes, could we get a lot of dubs with Bub?
I hope so. Actually, probably only won about 16 to 18 dubs. Because right. That gives us more chance at Cooper Flag.
You're rooting against them.
Basically, that's the way
you're basically
it works.
Rooting against the team every time they take the
You can
court.
Always contact us on an open line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines, 800-636-1067. That is the number here on The Junks.